So many people have asked for this. This is not my recipe. I say this every time. Look at the state of this book.
It's well loved.
I've done this far too often. This is covered in oil and butter and lemon pith. It's a shocking state to treat your book in. Mind you, if you go to a house and they've got a clean cookbook, don't eat in that house. Don't eat in the house because they don't use the books. This is Mary Berry's recipe. This is not my recipe. This is for my world famous lemon drizzle tray bake. And last week when I brought it in, it was the best yet, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
It was lovely. And I think I know the little trick of the tray to get it so lovely. So I'll give you that in a second. Just get a piece of paper and a pen if you need to do it. Right, here we go. This is what you do, OK? I'll give you the ingredients in a second. First off, if you get a 12 by 9 inch tray bake or roasting tin and line it with baking parchment, grease the bottom and then put baking parchment on top of that. And then you turn your oven on 160, fan 140, gas mark 3. OK? And then you get these ingredients. Do we have to do gram as well as imperial, I suppose? Because you've got a young person through there and I'll just appear ancient.
But most scales
I'll be like an old fossil.
Most scales do both.
Do they?
Yeah.
225 grams, 8 ounces softened butter. 225 grams, 8 ounces caster sugar. 275 grams, oh, controversial, 10 ounces self-raising flour. 2 level teaspoons baking powder. 4 large eggs. 4 tablespoons of milk. And the grated rind of 2 lemons. Okay, so that's 225, 8 ounces softened butter, 225, 8 ounces of caster sugar, 275 grams, 10 ounces of self-raising flour, 2 level teaspoons of baking powder, 4 large eggs, 4 tablespoons of milk, and finely grated rind of 2 lemons. If at any point, by the way, you've got any questions, put your hand up.
Okay.
And then in the air as well. Now, here's the tip. Get all of this stuff out the fridge.
Yes.
Your butter, to make a nice sponge cake. What are you laughing at me?
It's just because you have to get it out of the fridge, really, don't you?
Don't be flippant. You'll be across my knee as big as you are, and I can be free for 3 o'clock. You need to get room temperature. The butter for a sponge cake, people don't know this. I'm teaching grandmothers to suck eggs, which is actually my feature for tomorrow. We're going to do it with eggs. Your butter's got to be almost melted. And why it was so good last week is I had it on the worktop, and then when I came to cook it, been out a couple of hours, I picked it up, my fingers virtually went into the middle of it. So get it really nice and runny. And similarly, your milk can't be in the fridge. Need a kitchen temperature for that. And then you just mix it all together. And I never know how long one should bake cake mix for. So how long should you beat it for?
I
never
know.
When we get Ben in, we'll ask him. Yeah. I never know, but you'll know when it's done. And then you just put it into your tray bake, into your tin, level it a bit. And I do that by just banging it a little bit, just rocking it, your tray, rather than using a spatula. Keep a bit of air in. And then you put it in the oven for 35 to 20 minutes. And again, how do you know when it's cooked? I never do. Sometimes they sink, sometimes they don't. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm cooking cookies as well. And then after 35, 40 minutes, when it's golden and when you put your finger in, it bounces back, all that kind of stuff, then you leave it to cool in the tin for a couple of minutes. Then after 5 minutes, you take it out, peel off the baking parchment, put it on a wire rack and let it cool a little bit. Don't let it go very cold, but you want it less than hot. And while it's cooling down, you then get 6 ounces, 175 grams of granulated sugar mixed in with the juice of 2 lemons. And don't mix it in until you're ready to put it on top of the cake, because obviously the sugar will dilute, what's the word?
Dissolve.
That's it. That's the word. Dissolve when you put it in the juice. And then when it's cooled down, you pour it on top, and then it's just lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely, yes.
Very lovely. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Cooking with Fanny.